This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 3, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The second item on our agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2007-5 involving Eric Iverson. We have here, both Dwayne Pugh and Amy Rothstein from the General Counsel's Office. And for the record, I would like to, I'd like to have the record reflect that Commissioner Weintraub has recused herself from this matter and has now left the room. Oh, there she is in the audience. I thought she'd left the room. I apologize. The standard practice in the executive session is for people to leave the room, and I had thought that's what was going to happen. But she will watch from the field. Mr. Pugh?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda document number 07-34 is a draft advisory opinion that responds to a request on behalf of Eric Iverson. Mr. Iverson is currently employed as Chief of Staff to U.S. Representative Dennis Reberg of Montana. Mr. Iverson intends to seek election to the office of Chairman of the Montana Republican State Central Committee. In light of BCRA's prohibitions on federal candidates, office holders, and their agents raising or spending soft money in connection with state elections, Mr. Iverson asks if he may raise and spend soft money as chairman of the state committee while continuing to serve in his current position as chief of staff to the congressman. He also asks if he may raise and spend soft money as chairman of the state committee if he becomes a fundraising agent of the congressman in the future. The draft advisory opinion concludes that Mr. Iverson is not an agent of the congressman because he has no authority to raise or spend funds in connection with any election on behalf of the congressman. Therefore, the prohibitions in the Act that apply to agents of federal candidates and office holders do not apply to Mr. Iverson. The draft also concludes that Mr. Iverson may continue to raise and spend soft money on behalf of the state committee, even if he becomes a fundraising agent of the congressman in the future. Under the Commission's regulations, agents of federal candidates and office holders are subject to the Act's soft money prohibitions only when they are acting on behalf of a federal candidate or office holder. Therefore, so long as Mr. Iverson raises and spends soft money exclusively on behalf of the state committee and not on the authority of the congressman, the Act's soft money provisions do not prohibit these activities. We have received no comments on the request or the draft opinion, and we would be happy to answer any questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Pugh. Any comments, questions, discussion? Commissioner Von Spakovsky?
I'll be happy to make a motion to accept the agenda document 0734 without any changes.
Okay. Commissioner Von Spakovsky has moved to approve or accept agenda document 07-34. Any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Walther?
I did have a difficult time with this just because of the difficulty in being able to, in the public eye, separate the two roles, notwithstanding the fact that the two roles may actually be separated in fact. But I'm convinced that our current the law and our current regulations would let this occur. It's just that perhaps in another day we could consider whether or not we think the appearance is too great to be overcome. But I'm going to go ahead and support the opinion.
Okay, very good. Other comments? Okay. All those in favor of Commissioner Von Spakovsky's motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you can record that Commissioner Von Spakovsky's motion has been adopted by a vote of 4-0. Very good, Mr. Pugh. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next matter on our agenda involves Draft Advisory Opinion 2000-06 involving the Libertarian Party of Indiana, and we have Albert Kiss and Ron Catwan from the General Counsel's Office. And if the record could record that Commissioner Weintraub has rejoined us here at the table. Please, Counsel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. The Libertarian Party of Indiana, by its treasurer, requests the advisory opinion before you in Agenda Document 07-35. The request seeks recognition of the Libertarian Party of Indiana as a state party committee of the National Libertarian Party. The draft concludes that, based on the evidence presented, the Libertarian Party of Indiana qualifies as a state party committee. This conclusion is based on the facts that the National Libertarian Party qualifies as a political party. The Libertarian Party of Indiana is part of the official Libertarian Party structure. And the Libertarian Party of Indiana is responsible for the day-to-day operation of the Libertarian Party at the state level. Thank you, and I'd be happy to respond to any questions you may have.
Very good. Any questions, comments, discussion? Any motions? Vice Chairman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of a draft advisory opinion 2007-6 as set forth in agenda document 0735.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. Thank you.